See, that's it. My goodness, I'm shocked and amazed. I'm dazed and confused. This has been Dylan for Movie Time on 88.1 CKLM. Goodbye.
Where?
CKLM at 88.1 in Toronto. It is 5:30-ish.
Wait a minute,
Okay, Sarah Bob Dobbs is here. Church of the Subgenius, half hour. I think it's the only radio station in Toronto, in the world, in Canada anyway, that broadcasts this sort of stuff.
Any place in the universe is me.
It has you, J.R. Bob Dobbs. Well, J.R., a couple of weeks ago, of course, I confronted you with a letter from Ivan Stang, the supposed high epod of the church, of the subgenius. Tell us, set this up for us. Now, what have you done?
He made the mistake of putting his phone number on it, and he indicated that if you call him, meaning you, Mike, from CKLN, that you indicate you're from a radio station. That's the only way they would answer or continue talking. So, of course, I had to exploit this opportunity to feel Stang out before we have the live confrontation on air here. So I got my agent, Bob Marshall, brought him out of the closet, gave him the phone number, told him to represent the other station, CIUT. Bob Marshall has really no affiliation with that station, but we had to do it because I wasn't sure if Stang could identify Marshall. He's familiar in a way with Marshall's work, Bob Marshall's work. So we had to play that up just in case he suspected what was really going down. Now, I led him along the garden path, and you're going to hear about 20 minutes of Bob Marshall. Now, one thing to note is note the tone that Bob Marshall uses of cultural pessimism, basic tone of cynicism. That is necessary to get in a tone of harmony with basically Stang's attitude. That does not represent Bob Marshall in full bloom, but it is a tone he needs to adopt to get a sense of sympathy. And, of course, Stang was quite forthcoming once that tone was apparent. So this was done on January 7th, 1986. Thanks to Mike's work in getting the phone number. Let's go to it. We'll talk about it after.
Okay, I hear the phone ringing. There it is.
Hello?
Hello, is Mr. Ivan Stang available?
Wait a second. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Stang.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Bob Marshall in Toronto, Canada.
Oh, hey, guy.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Anybody who has the nerve to claim they're Bob Dobbs must be a subgenius.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we'll end on that note.
Okay, I get it. Take it easy.
Okay, Ivan, great talking to you.
Yeah.
I'll send you the money. You send me the stuff. You want the money first, or will you trust me?
I'll just send the stuff.
Yeah, I'm trustworthy. I'm a mail freak. I know how to mail.
Right. Right.
Okay, I'll pay my debt.
Yeah.
My church due.
Well, we'll make sure of that.
That's right. There's no way. Yeah, there's no way. Remember Jack Nicholson in Pritzy's Honor? If you go to the bottom of the sea, we'll find you.
Yeah.
That's the, I know that's the surveillance to the capabilities of the church.
Yeah.
So I'll be sending my money off tomorrow.
Okay, great.
Okay, Ivan, great talking to you. Bye.
Ooh, we pulled him. Well, I think we should give out his phone number. What do you think?
Not as exciting an interview as I thought, Bob. Really, we could have played the last 30 seconds. That's what was important.
Yeah, but listen, he doesn't even know it was being taped. I mean, he's probably going to try to sue Bob Marshall.
Yeah.
Bob Marshall goes back into the closet. They're not going to be able to find him anymore. Dragged him out through this, set him up, duped him. Now, I'm sitting here ready to take on Stang live. Now, did he realize that I was him or what? That last sentence,
that's
right?
A question mark.
Yeah. He says, it's your job to find that out. But what did he say? He goes... He says, oh, I get it. Yeah, when I said, let's end on that note.
But the question still remains, are you, in fact, J.R. Bob Dobbs? He claims you're not.
Of course I am. Now, look, there's a big thing. He gave out his age, and I knew this years ago, but he said he was 34. The book, according to his scenario, the Book of the Subgenius begins in 1953. And that's when he was born. He hijacks the whole Bob autobiography and puts his own lifeline into it. 1953. For all you little people who got that book during Christmas, there it is. Began... organizing research since 1953, that's when Stang was born, and that tells you it's limited. It ain't the whole story, because I've been explaining, I go back to the Els, E-L-S. The guys that set up the original vibratory forces that created the causal plane, and then the mental plane, and then the astral plane, well down into the physical plane, and now taking us back on bioelectric simultaneity. But we're running out of time. We're going to confront Stang live right here at some point when Mike gets the guts to call him. Check him out.
Yeah, we'll think about that. We gotta go.
Yeah, so I'm sitting here. So I'm ready to go with Frank Zappa right up our alley.